in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Isaiah 43:18. Manda bako shagabadaya. 2023 is not permitted to be like 2022. For the path of the just is as that of the shining light that shineth what? More and more unto the perfect day, brighter and brighter. A translation says, the longer they live, the brighter they shine.
Hallelujah.
According to God's prophetic plan and program, it is an abomination to have a better last year. Every new year must become better than the previous ones. Every new year is ordained to be better. Is ordained to be more glorious. He said, the longer they live, the brighter they shine. Isaiah 43:18. Remember ye not the former things. Let me tell your neighbor, forget about the negative past in 2022. Forget the past disappointment, sickness, pain, hardship, struggle, whatever, failures. Neither consider the things of old, including old successes, including old victories, because God has prepared bigger and better packages for 2023. Remember ye not the former things last year, neither consider the things of old. Next verse 19. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. You did not hear that one. Behold, I will do a new thing. Amen. In other words, God has prepared prophetic packages and portions of new things for the new year for you. Amen. He said, I will do a new thing now, not tomorrow. Now, not 2024. It shall spring forth. I have a question. When will the new things spring forth? Let me tell your neighbor, shout it. He said, now. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Now it shall spring forth. Suddenly it will spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness. Normally, people wander in the wilderness because there is no way. But God said, I will make a way. That is a miracle. And rivers in the desert. Usually, you don't find rivers in the desert. When that happened, that is a miracle. In other words, God will do new miraculous things. That is what he said. New miraculous things, new testimonies, mind-blowing. Some of you, your testimony will win thousands and millions to Christ this year. That's your own style of evangelism, is that you will just share your testimonies and tell them Jesus did it. They'll say, what? Want to accept that Jesus too? Your testimonies will affect and influence multitudes into the kingdom this year. God said, I will do a new thing. I will perform new miracles in your life. I will overload you with new testimonies.
testimonies. Overlapping harvests of testimonies. Mind-blowing testimonies.
Kaleko Bakataya. I want you to lift up your voice. Father, 2023 must not end up like 2022. I receive all the new things that you have planned for me this year. I receive all the new prophetic packages and portions that you have for me. All the miracles, all the glorious testimonies, all the new Ayagabaliko Breketia, abundant supernatural harvest that you have prepackaged for me. All the blessings, all the favors, all the wisdom, all the revelation. Lift up your voice and fire prayer.
Your hands and worship him. Acknowledge his presence in this place. Oh Lord of the harvest, we welcome you. We acknowledge your presence in our midst. Know you have come to do us good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for 2022. Thank you for your grace, your goodness, your faithfulness, your mercy. Thank you, Father, for the brand new year 2023. Thank you, Father, for the great and mighty things. He said, blessed be God who daily loaded us with divine benefits, even the benefit of our salvation on a daily basis. Thank you. Thank you. You said it's our year of supernatural harvest. Father, confirm your word. Confirm your word in our lives, in our ministry, in the lives of everyone connected and associated with us. Confirm your word speedily with miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands, oh you people. Come on, rejoice, celebrate with the voice of triumph. Come on, shout glory! Hallelujah! You know, I love the word for the year, supernatural harvest.
And you know, harvest time is a time of joy. Harvest time is a time of celebration. It's a time of rejoicing. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. You know, if people ask you what is the time, what will be your response? It is harvest time o'clock. 2023 is your harvest time o'clock. Harvest of all the labors, the sacrifices, all the things you have been sowing seeds, seeds of prayer, seeds of fasting. You have been laboring, you have been working. This year, God will give you a mighty harvest with arrears, with interest. You are receiving your full harvest with arrears and interest. If you believe that, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You might be seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Let me welcome your neighbor to your right and to your left. Tell them Happy New Year. Turn to the other person. Happy New Year. Glory to God. Our first Avalanche of Glory service for the year. I'm excited about this year. The year is loaded. I say this is a loaded year. Hi. I was telling my wife while preparing for today, I say the things are just so much. I don't even know where to start from. God will help us. I say the Lord will help us. Anywhere I stop today, I will continue on Sunday. It's a loaded year. My prayer is that you will not miss out of every prophetic package and portion that God has ordained for you in 2023. I want you to, in a few minutes, give me your undivided attention. You see, in every service, you must pay for it. There is payment you must make for every service. And the payment here is not naira and kobo. It's not dollars and pound. What will you pay? Attention. Tell your neighbor, you must pay attention. You see, it takes a focused, concentrated approach for you to receive from God. Ah, Holy Ghost doctor, what are you doing behind? Come on. Praise God. Celebrate Him. Hallelujah. It takes a focused what? Concentrated approach to receive from God. Don't be distracted. Give God and His word your undivided attention. My son, attend to my word. Incline your ears to my sayings. Incline your ear to the sayings, the speakings of God. You see, as the word of God is being ministered to you, God will be talking to you. Am I communicating? There is another voice behind the voice of the preacher. Is called the voice of the Holy Spirit, the one that sent the preacher, the one that is backing the preacher. Am I communicating? Now, in the physical, if you look at me with your optical eyes, you will see me alone on this pulpit. But by the time God anoints your eyes with eye salves and the Spirit of God opens your spiritual eyes, you will realize I'm not alone on this pulpit. The Holy Ghost is here with me. The angels are here with me. Am I communicating? So there is a voice behind the voice of the preacher. It's called the voice of the Holy Ghost. And He will be talking to you as this message is coming to you. Amen. He will be speaking to you. I want you to be very sensitive. Maintain high level spiritual sensitivity. For you to hear and receive from God, you must have high level spiritual perception. Your spiritual organs of perception, spiritual organs of what? Perception must be activated and they must what? Come alive. May God grant you eyes that see, a seeing eye. May God grant you ears that hear, a hearing ear. May God grant you an understanding heart, a wise and understanding heart, a discerning heart. You know, Apostle John was in the island of Patmos where he was banished because of the gospel. And he said something interesting. I was in the spirit on the last day. He was not playing Ludo. He was not watching La Liga. He said, I was what? In the spirit. He was not chatting on his phone. I was what? In the spirit. Did you come here for tourism? Are you here to be entertained? So maintain high level, be in the spirit. This is how you hear from God. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, John 1:10, and I heard a voice. Imagine if he was not in the spirit. He would have missed out on all those revelations that Jesus gave him. Eh? That he wrote down in the book of Revelation. There would have been no book of Revelation by Apostle John if he was not in the spirit. Carnality can cost you your destiny. Don't be carnal. Some people will be in service and they are chatting. I did church. Look at you. That is how your moment will come and pass you. Even the angels that were sent to bless you, they will come with your package and then they will see you chatting on phone. They will go back to God. Your father, your son was not ready. So they will return the package. That will not be your portion. It's our year of supernatural harvest. This year, by the power of the Spirit, we'll be reaping. Every day is a reaping day. I say every day is a harvest day. All the 365 days of 2023, they are reaping days for you. They are reaping days for us. Every day harvest. We'll be reaping our multi-dimensional mega harvest. Bountiful harvest. Plenteous harvest. Bumper harvest. Am I communicating? We'll be looking at the various dimensions of those harvests. Are you ready for this? Let's look at them. What are these dimensions of harvest that God is graciously granting us in this our year of supernatural harvest, 2023? Number one, we'll be reaping a mighty harvest, abundant harvest of souls into the kingdom. Yes, lost souls. The Lord of the harvest will be partnering with us together with his reaper angels. You know, there are angels that are called reapers. Their job is to reap harvest of souls into the kingdom. In Matthew 13, Jesus, in that parable of the tares and wheat, Jesus talked about the angels as the reapers. Am I communicating? So, there are angels called reapers. And guess what? The Lord was telling me, he said, those reaper angels will be partnering with us 24/7 throughout this year. And the Lord of the harvest himself, am I communicating? Will be in partnership with us every single day of the year. I want you to be very sensitive to the workings of the Holy Ghost this year. The first dimension of harvest is harvest of abundant harvest of multitude of souls this year. I'm so excited. Are you aware the souls of men is the most expensive thing in the whole of eternity, not just in the universe? Nothing is more important than the soul of men. Jesus said, what can a man give in exchange for his soul? What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? In other words, Jesus is trying to say that the worth, the value before God of the most miserable human soul is far, far greater than the worth of the whole world. All the wealth of the world, every good thing, everything calculated inside plus the earth, the value, compare it to human soul. He said the value of the human soul is far, far greater. This is why Satan doesn't mind giving people anything that he can give them in exchange for their soul. Am I communicating? People that go and do ritual money, they pledge their soul to the devil in exchange for those money and material things. Is it a worthy bargain? Who gained? Who lost? Satan just cheated them. I wish they knew that their soul is worth more than what Satan is giving them. Am I communicating? No wonder in the temptation, Satan took Jesus to what? The pinnacle of the temple and showed him what? All the kingdoms of this world and their glory. That glory there in that context is talking of their wealth. Okay? Everything. And he said, all these have been handed over to me. So legally, I'm the owner. Adam committed high treason and legally handed them over to me. He said, all this will I give you, but on one condition. He said, bow down and what? Worship him. Can you see the devil telling Jesus to pledge his soul to him in exchange for all the wealth of the world put together? Am I communicating? So I want you to be serious. Have a vision. We'll come to that. Have a vision for soul winning this year. Have a vision and a plan. And God will give you the wisdom, the anointing, the grace you need to be an effective soul winner. Don't be a liability to the kingdom this year. How can you be born again for donkey years and you are not a soul winner? How many souls have you brought to Christ since you got born again? Think of it. How many souls did you win to Christ last year? How many did you establish and they are still standing? You were saved to save others. So question, how many has God used you to bring into the kingdom? Or you are just Obiageli, you came to chop. Am I communicating? May God not regret over investing in your life. Amen. Harvest of multitude. Give me Joel chapter 3 verse 13. Joel chapter 3 13. Media, you have to be super fast today. I need the fastest finger in that media. Did you hear what I said? The fastest what? Finger. Or should I come and lay hands on somebody so that you'll be fast? I don't want any slow motion today. I have a lot to cover. Praise God. Joel 3:13. Are we not there? He said, put ye in the sickle. Sickle is a harvest implement. It's a tool or instrument for what? Harvesting. Am I communicating? There are three ways people harvest generally in agriculture. Number one is to use your hand to harvest crops. How many of you have used your hand to harvest before? Don't lie now. Me, I have used. I farmed before. My father loved to farm. And though he was a military man, he went to farm. See, if you don't go to farm, as you are coming back from school, you drop your bag, you eat your food straight to the farm. In fact, they will carry your food to the farm self. You miss the farm, you miss your food. You understand? So you can harvest with your hand. The second way you harvest is to use hand tools. Hand tools. All those hand tools. One of them is what? The sickle. Which other harvest hand tool do you know? Hoe. Which other one again? Cutlass. Then the third way people harvest in agriculture is to use machinery. all these heavy duty, heavyweight machinery. Am I communicating? Avestas. He said, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is what? Ripe. I'm glad to announce to you in 2023, the harvest of souls globally is ripe. And we are rushing in, and we are putting in the sickle, and we are harvesting souls into the kingdom. Can you shout amen? He said, for the press is full, the vats overflow, for the wickedness is great. The Bible said, darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people. But at the same time, what will happen? The glory of God shall arise upon you, and it will usher in like a magnet. That glory, we call it supernatural harvest glory. It will magnetize the harvest of multitudes to you. Because the glory of God will make you the solution to the darkness that covered the earth. It will make you the solution to all the evil, the darkness, the wickedness. So the period of wickedness coincides with the period of harvest. When you see wickedness in the world escalating to frightening proportion, you should know that the harvest is overripe. are you getting me? It's a telltale sign to tell you that the harvest is here. The harvest time has come. The harvest is overripe. Hallelujah. How many souls will you win this year? In your goal setting, please include number of souls you must win this year. Break it down into monthly goals. For instance, how many, let's say you plan to win 120 souls. For instance, I'm giving you an example. Let's say you set goal under your spiritual goal that before December 31st, I must have won 120 new souls to Christ. Follow them up, establish them. Now, that 120, if you divide it by 12, how many months do we have in a year? Divide it by 12, how many does it translate to? That means every month, 10 souls. Break it down to every week. Huh? How many week in a month on the average? 4. So if you are winning 120 souls in a year, how many does that translate to in a week? 2.5. That means 3 souls. Somebody said 2.5 means 2 adult, 1 child. No, a child is not half, is not 0.5, it's a full human being. Am I communicating? A child is not half. So 2.5 round figure, what is that? That means 3 souls per week. Is this goal difficult? A week has how many days? 7 days. So why won't you be able to win just 3 souls to Christ in 7 days? Put your hand on your head. Say, I receive grace for soul winning this year. I refuse to be a liability to the kingdom. I choose to invest lavishly in soul winning. Sacrifice of my time, energy, resources into soul winning. So help me God. Yes. Give me Revelation 14:14. Revelation 14:14. Kelabakosa. And I look and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man, talking of Jesus, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a what? Sharp sickle. Jesus is waiting for the precious harvest of the earth. We'll see that in James 5:7. He's holding a sharp sickle, seated on the cloud. Am I communicating? Malekobakasaya. Next verse 15. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, "Trusting thy sickle." That the angel is crying to Jesus, "Trusting your sharp sickle." And what? Reap. He said, "For the time is come for thee to reap." This is harvest time. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
"For the harvest of the earth is what? Ripe." Let me preach it to your neighbor. The harvest of souls on the earth is ripe. Some of you, there are unsaved people in your family. The harvest of souls in your family is ripe. The harvest of souls in your department, in your school, is ripe. All those your colleagues and classmates, students in your school that are unsaved, what are you still waiting for? Reach out to them. The harvest of souls in your neighborhood, in your territory, in your city, in your nation is ripe. The harvest of souls in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in America, North and South America, where again? In Antarctica, anywhere human beings, if human beings start living in mass, we'll do evangelism there and do crusade. We'll reach out to them everywhere. The harvest of souls is what? Is ripe. Then verse 16. "And he that sat on the cloud, thrusting his sickle on the earth, and the earth was ripped." Can you shout amen?
Amen.
They gave me James chapter 5 verse 7. James 5 verse 7. James 5 verse 7. He said, "Unto the coming of the Lord, behold, the husbandman, the farmer, waited for the precious fruit of the earth." What is the precious fruit of the earth? Souls, in this context. The souls of men. Because Jesus sowed himself as a seed. God sowed his son Jesus as a seed. Because Jesus said, "Except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, he abides alone. But when he falls and dies, what will happen? He brings forth much fruit." So he died. He sowed himself as a seed so that God the Father will reap a harvest of what? Billions of souls into the kingdom. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
So as to bring many sons to glory. Is waiting for the precious fruit of the earth, has long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. In other words, you now see why God gave us the rain of the Spirit last year? It is the rain that we usher in the house. Am I communicating? The farmer has to receive the early and latter rain before it will now mature the crop, before he now reaps the precious fruit of the earth. Give me this in Amplified. You'll get it better. Amplified. Amplified. "Be patient, therefore. So be patient, brethren, as you wait till the coming of the Lord." See how the farmer waits expectantly for the precious harvest from the land. Can you see that? See how he keeps up his patient vigil over it until he receives what? The early and the latter rain. Can you shout amen? We are also expecting a harvest of thoroughly trained and transformed army of believers, fully built up and established in Christ. Can you shout amen? So this year, expect so many training meetings, expect so many equipping meetings. Make up your mind not to miss meetings and services. It's all for your good, so that you'll be impacted and transformed. The second dimension of harvest to expect this year is abundant supernatural harvest of kingdom wealth, riches and resources like never before. Like never before. Look up. This second harvest is what we fund and sponsor the first one. Anytime God is planning massive harvest of souls and multitude into the kingdom, he releases kingdom wealth and resources. Because soul winning and kingdom business and kingdom advancement is capital intensive. It requires money. How do Igbo call it? Ego. How does Hausa call it? Kudi. How does Yoruba call it? Owo. So that is why we call it kingdom wealth. Not worldly wealth. Not, you see, there is a big difference between kingdom financial prosperity and materialism. What is the difference? The purpose for the wealth and the spirit behind it. Which spirit is behind materialism? Mammon. Mammon. That's Satan masquerading behind those money and material things. Mammon. Mammon is from Mammonas, the Syriac god of wealth and riches and money. Mammonas. That's the spirit behind materialism. And materialism is a manifestation of what? The love of money. Lust after money. You know, the Bible never said money is the root of all evil. That's not what the Bible says. In the book of 1 Timothy, it's a love of what? The love of it. And the love there is the Greek word eros. Eros. That is a kind of a lust. Am I communicating? In other words, the person is in romantic love, a romantic relationship with money. Eh? The person is lusting after it to the point that is romancing money. It's eros, not agape. So that spirit behind that lust for money, for gain, for those things, to the point that the person is ready to do anything, damage his integrity, lie, cheat, bribe, kill anybody, kill his friend, kill his mother, anybody that they say he should bring for sacrifice, is ready to do all of that to get it. That's Mammon operation. Mammon is a spirit behind greed and covetousness. I'm trying to differentiate kingdom wealth from worldly wealth. Wanting to have money minus kingdom is equal to materialism. That's, you remove kingdom out of it, you remove impacting humanity, touching and transforming lives, reaching out to the poor, the needy, adding value to this world. You remove all of that from it, then that equals materialism. Am I communicating? It's different. But the spirit motivating kingdom wealth is the Holy Spirit himself. Am I communicating? And the purpose of the wealth is to advance the kingdom, to spread the gospel, to impact this world, to help the poor, the needy, to be a blessing to humanity, to add value to people's life, to touch and transform people's life in positive ways. Hope you know you need money to do good. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. And what was the good in that context? Healing all. So Jesus need the empowerment of the Spirit of God for him to do the good of healing the sick. So you too, you need economic empowerment to do what? Good of what? Charity, feeding the poor, clothing the naked, helping widows, orphans, giving towards God's work. Am I communicating? Crusade, soul winning endeavor. Do you know soul winning is financially demanding? If you're a truth, you know, there was a time, you know, we held Kingdom Wealth Summit, and one of the posts on our social media platform, when we were announcing it,
somebody put a post there and is saying all these people looking for money and all of that. He was attacking it. I said, this guy is not a soul winner. Because in the post, he's saying that we should focus on souls, not all these wealth things. I said, this guy is not a soul winner. If you're a soul winner, you will not talk like that. That's the truth. If you see a genuine soul winner, he will not talk like that. Because I've won souls before. I know how much it touched my pocket. So winning will touch your money. You must invest money into it for it to work. The souls I will reach out to, I will go to that, what's the name of that prostitution joint? West of mine. In the night, I was a medical student in Bank Road Hostel. The Lord led me, I'll go and reach out to those prostitutes in West of mine. I will go by 10 p.m. in the night. And I didn't have a car. I will trek there. I will finish around 12 midnight, 1. I will trek back. I will be meeting all those soldiers on military checkpoint with guns. Hey, you, where are you coming from? I went to win souls. You understand? And then the following day, they saw, Jesus. One of the ladies there, the prostitute that I met, I reached out to. Her father is a pastor in this city. I was shocked. I said, what are you doing? You know, I almost cried. Her father is a pastor in one popular denomination in this town. I won't mention it. So, I will reach out to those souls. I will go back. The following day, it's like Saturday. I will go Saturday. The following day is Sunday. I will start calling them. I will carry drop and pay. And pack all of them. Pick them one by one from their house. Carry drop and then take them to church. After a while, some of them were dodging. They didn't want to pick my call. It's normal. Is it when you reach out to so and people are dodging you? It's not new. It's normal. You know? The Holy Ghost gave me an idea. One of the lady I'll call, she will not pick. I'll call. The Holy Ghost gave me an idea. He said, buy her a wrapper. I bought her a wrapper. She was not picking my call. I sent a message. I just bought you a wrapper. I'm seeing how I will get it across to you. The next one I call, she pick at once. And I went. You understand? I gave her. And then took her to church. See, so we knew you have to be creative. These things require money. You need money. Let me tell you, neighbor, you need money to do good. You need money to win souls. The purpose, my prayer is that, the next major program like Glory Incense Concert and all of that, you alone, will sponsor it. I was listening to Pastor E. Adeboye. He said, Holy Ghost Congress, some years back. Somebody met him and asked him, he said, Daddy, you've been prophesying over us that one day only you will sponsor this Holy Ghost Congress. You know how the kind of massive crowd there? And you know they feed all of them, but I hope you know. You know how many cow normally lay down their lives? Not to talk of other bills. Pastor Adeboye said, the guy met him, he said, Daddy, can I have the budget? He said, he looked at him in disbelief. Hey, you. He said, do you know how much? He said, even me, I have not gotten the budget for this year, but I can tell you how much last year was. It was over 250 million. The guy said, Daddy, no problem, sir. He went and brought a check that was more than 250 million. That is the purpose of kingdom wealth. God is not giving you money so that as a married man, you go and marry more wives. You know, there are some men like that. So, their wife will even prefer for them not to have more money. The wife will now start praying, Father, my husband was very faithful before this money came. Now, he's chasing other women. Father, withdraw the money. You understand? That's not the purpose of kingdom wealth. Some of you will go and collect chieftaincy title in the village, but you've never sponsored any kingdom stuff or crusade. That is that the purpose of kingdom wealth? Dr. Paul Enenche said, the roof of Glory Doom, the largest single auditorium in the world. Do you know it was one person that gave a seat for that? One person. Millions of naira, one person. The roof that covered the whole place. One person built a church, Living Faith Church. Is it in VI? Is it VI? Victoria Island? Or is it where in Lagos? One of these Lekki. One person. From foundation to roofing, one person. And the person didn't stop there. He furnished both equipment, instrument, everything they needed. And handed over the key. He said, it's a privilege and honor. God put it in my heart. You will sponsor crusades.
God will use you to build churches. You will do big things for God. This is why God is releasing kingdom wealth. Oh, give me Isaiah 60, verse 5, verse 4. This is the purpose of kingdom wealth. And start from your level. Don't wait until millions come. Start with the one. Start from where you are. And start doing it faithfully. Am I communicating? Start partnering with the gospel. Start practicing being a blessing from the level you are right now, from your current level. When you do it faithfully, God will move you higher. Let me ask you a question. The money that enters your hand every month, how much do you give God? How much goes into God's work? How much goes into the kingdom? How much goes into helping the poor and the needy? Eh? Start from where you are. You will never enter the realms of millions and billions if you are not faithful at the level of thousands. Because he that is faithful in the what? In the least. In the very little is also faithful in much. Lift up your eyes, run about and see. Isaiah 64. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, thy daughters shall be nurse at thy side. Next verse. Then thou shalt see and flow together, thy heart shall fear and be enlarged. Oh, this year, let your heart be enlarged. This year, enlarge your thinking. Because the abundance of the sea, and the sea can prophetically mean multitude of people, shall be converted to thee. The forces, kayil in Hebrew, it means wealth. That forces there means wealth. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Can you shout amen? You know what God told me? He said, this year there shall be accelerated wealth transfer. I said, there shall be accelerated wealth transfer from the world into the church. Massive influx of wealth into the body of Christ. Money coming to the body of Christ. Money is coming to the body of Christ like never before this year. The church, the body of Christ all over the world, believers, they will prosper this year like never before. Heaven is releasing massive kingdom wealth. Praise God. He said, the abundance of the sea shall be converted. Next verse, verse 6. Okay, he said, the multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all day from Sheba shall come. They shall bring what? They shall bring what? Gold and incense. There are people that have been commanded to favor you financially. There are people God have commanded to give to you. Just like God commanded the raven to bring bread and flesh to Prophet Elijah in the morning and in the evening. I prophesy, destiny helpers, they are locating you from the four corners of the earth. They shall bring gold and incense, they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. Verse 7. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Naboth shall minister unto thee. They shall call. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord say, I should tell you this year, landed properties, lands, houses, cars, they are coming to you in mass. Miracle cars, miracle houses, miracle jobs, miracle landed properties, miracle contract. I prophesy they are coming, harvest, abundant harvest, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's first 1 million naira is entering your account, your pocket this year. Somebody's first 10 million naira, 100 million naira is entering your hands this year. Maleko boko sabalakataya. Your annual, your former annual income is becoming your monthly income this year. You did not hear me. Okay, let me look who is answering the most. Your annual income last year is becoming your monthly income this year. Get ready for supernatural financial increase. Oh yes. Oh yes. Manta Kabaya. Meleko Sofra Kapataya. Somebody is driving his first car this year. Somebody is changing his car this year. Malabaka Sabrakataya. Your breaking days are over. God is changing your financial status. God is changing. Somebody, God say, I should tell you, this year you will become a landlord, a landlady. You are becoming a landlord, a landlady this year. You are becoming a landlord, a landlady this year. You are moving from a tenant to a landlord. Kaleboko Shakataya. No more shortages. No more scarcity. Your broke days are over. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar. And I will glorify the house of my glory. Verse 8. He said, who are these that fly as cloud and as dove to their net? This year you are flying, oh. Yeah. I say you are flying. Yeah. You are flying above lack. Yeah. You are flying above scarcity. Yeah. You are flying financially this year. Yeah. On your mat, get set, fly. Yeah. I say in 2023. On your mat, get set, fly. You will not only run, you will fly. You will fly above limitations. You will fly above barriers. And whatever stopped you last year, you will fly above it this year. All the walls and barriers and oppositions that the devil put on your path, this year you are flying above them. Next verse. Surely the island shall wait for thee, the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God and to the Holy One of Israel, because the Lord has glorified thee. See, because God has glorified you and honored you, people will favor you financially. Destiny helpers will locate you from far and near. You will receive good news phone calls. Somebody that has forgotten you, God will make them to remember you supernaturally. They will remember you for good.
somebody here, I'm seeing you receiving a good news favor phone call from US. Somebody from US is remembering you for good. The person seemed to have forgotten you for long. The angels of God, the Holy Ghost, will bring thoughts of you for them to show you kindness, for them to show you favor. In the name of Jesus.
The anointing to acquire massive mega properties is being released upon us this year. Don't be surprised. AGMI will move from here to our property. Kaleko Barakata. You know, see, this year is a very crazy year. Things will be happening with speed. You know, under the glory, there is quantum leap. Under the glory, in the glory, everything is speeding up. There is supernatural speed and acceleration. So stop calculating with your small mind. Thinking we'll move from here to another rented. You are joking. You'll be surprised. We'll move from here to our own facility. Ay, 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 ay. Some of you, your amen has a stench of unbelief. But whether you believe it or not, you will see it with your eyes. You know, my wife woke up with a prophetic dream she was sharing with me this morning. That she saw us on TV preaching. No, no, wait, wait, wait. How did she put it? Please give her mic. Where is mic? Give her mic. Can you share with us that vision God showed you?
It's God.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a channel which was AGMI channel.
Can you see?
And then
the mega media anointing is upon us this year. Media, are you people hearing?
The quality was so excellent. I was even marveled. It's just like Love World. When you're watching Love World, the quality is not that low quality.
We are going on air this year. I said we are taking over the airways. We are taking over with the gospel. We are taking over the airways. We are saturating the media with the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, ma'am. Everything and anything is possible. Some of you will move. You may be struggling to pay house rent now, but I'm telling you, the way God will change your financial story this year, you will not just have enough money to pay house rent, you will build your own house and you will pack and move into your own house. In the name of Jesus, wealth and riches are in your house. Angels of wealth are released to minister for you. Continuous financial traffic. Malekobakataya. The anointing to receive daily alerts is released upon you. The anointing to receive daily alerts. Every day alerts. Credit alert. Every day credit alert. From unexpected and unexpected people and places. In the name of Jesus. Verse 10. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. Can you see a category of destiny helpers coming your way? People of influence, kings and nobles, they will show you unusual kindness. In my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. That is the next dimension of supernatural harvest. Get ready for supernatural harvest of favor. Supernatural harvest of favor. Unexplainable, unimaginable dimension, but undeniable dimension of favor. The kind of favor you have never experienced since you were born. You will experience it this year. In 2023, I prophesy, you are highly favored. You are highly favored. Everywhere you go, favor will speak for you. you are favored, people will show you unusual kindness. Because you are favored, you will enjoy supernatural acceptance. You will be accepted everywhere you go. When you apply for a job, you will be accepted. If they need only one person, you are that person. No more rejection. Because you are highly favored, the hearts of kings and nobles, they are open to you. The favor of God is giving you unusual access, the unusual supernatural access to the hearts and treasures of kings and nobles. They will minister to you with their resources. In my favor have I had mercy on thee. God will show you mercy this year. Verse 11. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. I say, get ready for supernatural open doors. By the favor of God, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, doors of opportunities, they are open to you this year. Doors of promotions, they are open to you this year. Doors of supernatural increase, they are open to you this year. Doors of prosperity, doors of success, they are open to you this year. Doors of utterance, doors of revelation, they are open to you this year. Doors to go and preach the gospel, great and effectual open doors, they are yours this year. Your gates are open continually. Your account in the realm of the spirit is open continually. Your life is open continually for people to favor you, that men may bring to you day and night. They will bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles is flowing to you in the name of Jesus. Give me this in Message translation. Kalabakasaya. God will embarrass you with supernatural favor this year. God told the children of Israel, you will not leave Egypt empty. God told Moses, tell them, when it's time to go, I will give you favor. That anything you ask for, they will give it to you. This one is more than the jazz that Yahoo Yahoo do. You know, Yahoo Yahoo, Yahoo Plus. You know, there is Yahoo, there is Yahoo. There is Yahoo Plus. Then there is Yahoo Plus Plus. All their sacrifice, their native doctor and demonic priest that do the jazz for them. So that anything they ask anybody to give them is a jazz. They put something for mouth talk. The person cannot say no. But there is something higher than that. Look at the children. Okay, let me read this scripture before I finish that. It says, your Jerusalem gate will always be open. Open house day and night. Receiving deliveries of wealth. These shall be your testimonies. You shall be receiving deliveries of wealth all round the clock from all nations. Their kings will be the delivery boys. Can you shout amen? Exodus 3:21. God told Moses, he said, it shall come to pass, I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptian. And it shall come to pass, where you go, you will not go empty. See, it is the favor of God that terminates empty-handedness. I prophesy to you in 2023, no more empty hands, no more empty bank account, no more empty pockets. They are filled to overflow by the anointing of favor. He said, you will not go empty handed. Verse 22. He said, but every woman shall borrow. That word borrow, it means ask in Hebrew. Ask. Every woman shall ask of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And ye shall put them on your sons and on your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. Then look at the fulfillment of that prophecy, of this promise, in Exodus 12:35. Give me Exodus 12:35. when they were leaving Egypt, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed or asked of the Egyptians jewels of silver, jewels of gold and raiment. 36. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. The favor of God is a cure for brokenness, and they spoiled the Egyptian. Do you know, Bible scholars say till today Egypt is it that one of their lawyers sued Israel for this event? The economy of Egypt have not recovered. I'm telling you, they bankrupted them. They spoiled the Egyptian. Egypt was the world power, mind you, the wealthiest nation on the planet then. God in one night transferred, it was blood money. God said, the Passover, that they should sacrifice lamb, and when blood is spilled, blood gives you favor with spirit beings. You see that? That's why rituals, money ritual, blood money requires what? Blood sacrifice. Because that's what gives supernatural favor. God transferred the wealth of Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world, to his covenant children, the children of Israel. In one night, broke slaves became millionaires and billionaires in one night. God loaded them. Bible scholars said the Israelites that gathered the least silver and gold gathered 90 donkeys loaded with silver and gold. Imagine the one that carried the highest. And this was 90. Now listen, this was the same night that the Egyptians were mourning the death of their firstborn. Tell me, this one, they're stronger. The favor of God is stronger than jazz. Which or two more strong past this one? You go ask somebody where they mourn in firstborn, where they don't die. He said, give me silver. They gave you silver. Give me gold. They never do. He said, give me those your beautiful clothes. I like them. Raiment. And they were giving them without complaint. Will you in your right senses to go and be asking favor from somebody mourning his firstborn? The chief of their strength. That's to tell you that it was supernatural favor. It was not normal. Iko-normal. Yoruba say ko-normal. Tell your neighbor, ko-normal. That's the kind of favor you will enjoy this year. Yeah. The kind of favor where ko-normal. Kalabakasaya. Some of you, that favor will promote you in your place of work. Yeah. That favor, you will enjoy it in your academics. Yeah. In your exams, in your academics, supernatural academic favor. In your career, in your business, enjoy supernatural favor. Yeah. You know, when you don't have favor, that's where you start hearing story that my script got missing. Why is it that it's your own that got missing? God punish that devil. Are you getting me? Lecturer is marking script. Before he got to the turn of the person that is not favored, see what happened. They started quarreling with his wife. Or you just receive one bad news. Just before the paper of this unfavored person. The wife got him angry. And there is vexation of spirit. Or you just heard one bad news. That is goods just got the thing sank on the sea. Container. So the guy is angry. And then unfortunately, this person that does not have favor is your script next. Was easy and dry, finite dry. Now fine and dry thing will go chop. Give us substance. Give us cha 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 cha. The guy is angry. but for somebody else that has been provoking favor. Hey, for somebody else. That's why don't dodge prayer. There's one called favor provoking prayer. The psalmist said, with my whole heart I entreated thy favor. Psalm 119. Am I communicating? Let me show you that scripture. Favor doesn't just happen, it is entreated. Somebody say entreated. Favor is what? Entreated. There is what we call favor provoking prayer. I don't have time. I have too many scriptures. If I start reading all of them, we won't leave this place. You learn to pray favor provoking prayer. When it was a time of Esther, the Bible says when it was her turn, favor answered for her. She found favor in the sight of the king. And the king chose her among the plenty contestants. And they put the royal crown on her head. And she became the queen instead of Vashti. And then when she needed to go and see the king against the law, she engaged in 3 days fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer can give you favor. Fine girl, you cannot fast. Ask Esther. Esther was a beauty queen. She won beauty pageant. Yet she was a prayerful woman. And she knew how to fast. 3 days prayer and fasting, they neutralized the evil plot of evil Haman to annihilate the Jews. They cancel it, dissolve it. And then that 3 days prayer and fasting gave her favor. She went to see the king, which is against the law. She said, if I perish, I perish. But when favor speaks for you, you don't perish. The king saw her and lifted the golden scepter. Instead of the king waiting for her to ask, it was the king asking her. He said, Esther, what is your petition? What is your request? I'm ready to grant it to you, even up to half of my kingdom. And she has not said a word. She has not said a word, though. Hey, when you are favored, people give to you speedily. Even without asking, they give to you. Am I communicating? Because even during the preparation, before the beauty treatment, they were to go on 12-month beauty treatment with all manner of beauty treatment, kaya matter. Not the type they are selling now. This just type, no. Real kaya matter. No, not that type. Beauty treatment is. The Bible said God gave Esther favor with the keeper of the woman. And he was giving her own things speedily. Everything she needed, he gives to her speedily. When you are favored, people give to you speedily. Hallelujah. What you need to get husband is favor. What you need to get wife is... No, it's not all those ladies dancing on TikTok. You won't get husband like that. What you need is what? Favor. Exposing their nakedness. Expose bum, expose breasts. You only get he-goat, buzuru. The one that want to have sex with you. But he will not marry you because he will know that you are not responsible. When it's time to get wife, he will start looking for responsible ladies. What you need for husband is favor. And what causes divorce is lack of favor. It's in the Bible. What makes a man divorce his wife? Among all those plenty reasons, there is one major one, disfavor. He said, when the woman no longer finds favor in your eyes, Moses said, give her a letter of divorcement. That's the main problem. The moment a wife loses favor in the sight of her husband, even the chicken you fry, the thing will not sound sweet in his mouth. He will say the pepper, the salt is too much. You understand? Complain everywhere. Don't you know I have ulcer? You want to kill me? Too much pepper in this soup. But when there was favor, he didn't complain. Am I communicating? Don't kill yourself. As a guy, what you need to get wife is favor. You know, all these tall, dark, handsome, all those fine boy things, FBI, Fine Boy Incorporated. Those things are not bad though, but if that is what your faith is in, you will be terribly disappointed. What you need is favor. Even if you short like yam, if you have favor, you will marry beauty queen. Even if you black like charcoal, with favor, you go marry fine wife. Am I communicating? Go punish devil. Pray in tongues. Am I coming? Ashaka pala. Say with me, I'm highly favored. Before you go for interview, first blast in tongues. Pray some favor-provoking prayer. And then go for the interview. Am I communicating? I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Hi! Do you know the favor of God will answer more than 90% of all your prayer points? Favor is a major capital reason for success, for greatness in life. Praise God. Psalm 102, verse 13. For thou shalt arise upon Zion, for the time to favor her, the set time is come. I prophesy, the set time for God to favor you, it has come in 2023. Give me Luke chapter 4 verse 19. 18. 18. Luke 4, 18. The anointing gives you favor. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. So the anointing will prosper the poor through the preaching of the gospel. It will heal the brokenhearted. It will preach deliverance, deliver the oppressed. And then it will recover sight to the blind, open blind eyes. It will set at liberty them that are bruised. Then look at another thing that the anointing does. Okay? Give me this in Amplified. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amplified. The anointing gives you supernatural favor. To proclaim the accepted an acceptable year of the Lord. In brackets, he's trying to explain the meaning of that acceptable year. The day when the salvation and the free favors. Somebody say free favors. Get ready for showers of free favors. And the free favors of God profusely abound. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, I receive showers of the free favors of God profusely abounding towards me in 2023. I am favored. I am highly favored. I enjoy free favors every day. Favor in my academics. Favor in my career. Favor in my job. Favor in my business. Favor in ministry. Favor in my marriage. Favor in my family. Yes. Actually, this acceptable year of the Lord is the year of Jubilee. It's actually the year of Jubilee. Eh? It's the year of Jubilee. And one of the things, there are like four things that characterizes the year of Jubilee. Number one is, it's a year of release. Somebody say release. Jubilee is actually the 50th year. Okay, God instructed the children of Israel to observe the year of Jubilee when they entered the promised land. Okay, it's usually the 50th year after 49 years, like after 7 times 7 Sabbaths. After 7 Shemitah years, the 50th year is called Jubilee. It's a Sabbath of Sabbaths. Okay? It's a year of freedom. That's why we said the first thing that characterizes the year of Jubilee is rest. Okay, sorry, release. I say release, right? And that release means freedom. It's a year in which all slaves are freed. Am I communicating? You release every slave. All debt are cancelled. Hey! So if you are a debtor, some sharp people will be borrowing maybe 1 year to Jubilee. Just be borrowing everywhere. Because they know that the following year, all debt are what? Cancelled. You are released from your debt. You are released from slavery. These are the things that happen during Jubilee. Freedom from slavery. Freedom from debt. It's a year of liberty. The first thing that characterizes the year of Jubilee is what? Release. There's a divine release. The second one is what? Rest. You know, it's called the Sabbath of Sabbaths. After seven Shemitah year. So, and what happens during Sabbath? Rest. Rest. And guess what? Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Can you see that? Jesus is actually Jubilee. Jesus is our Jubilee in the New Testament. Now watch this. Everything that happens during Jubilee is what the salvation that Jesus has brought, has given to us. So the Jubilee is prophetic of the Messiah. So during the year, now you can go back study Leviticus 25. It talks about the year of Jubilee. The second thing is rest. Rest for people. Rest for slaves. Rest for animals. Even the animals enjoy rest during Jubilee. And then rest for the land. You don't farm during Jubilee. God releases so much abundant blessing that covers for the year of Jubilee. So you are like Obiageli. Just a chop. Am I communicating? No stress. Rest from every anxiety. Rest from struggles. Rest from sweating and stressful toiling, laboring without result. Rest. Tell your neighbor, this is my year of rest. You know why I'm telling you about Jubilee? Because look up. By October this year, it will be the Jewish Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. And it's going, one of the things that we characterize is the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn, the trumpet, to announce the Jubilee. This will mark, and this Jubilee that will be announced in October this year, it will mark the 70th year. Are you following me? The 70th Jubilee since the children of Israel entered the promised land. And seven is the number of what? And what? Rest. The Sabbath day, is it not the seventh day? Seven is the number of completion, perfection, and rest. So this 70th Jubilee will be announced in October during the great day of atonement. And it will be announced by the blowing of the trumpet, the shofar, the ram's horn. So that's to tell you, this year is a year of rest. This year is a year of Jubilee. According to the Hebrew calendar, it's a year of Jubilee. Am I communicating? Kaleboko shakataya. So the first thing that characterizes Jubilee is what? Release. The second one is what? Rest. The third one is restoration. Hey, yeah. During Jubilee, your land is restored. Every property, every land is restored to the original owner. Restoration. Restoration. This year, supernatural restoration. Everything you have lost will be restored this year. Get ready for harvest of supernatural restoration. That's another dimension of harvest that you should expect. So I prophesy, everything you lost in 2022, everything
you lost in the previous years, I decree by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, receive abundant harvest of restoration. They shall be restored times seven. In the name of Jesus.
The things you lost by mistake will be restored this year times seven.
The ones you lost by your carelessness, God will give you mercy. They shall be restored times seven. Speedily.
And even the ones you lost because of your foolishness, because God have shown you mercy, I prophesy,
they shall be restored with speed. Times seven. In the name of Jesus.
Supernatural restoration and recovery characterizes the year of Jubilee. Then, redemption. Redemption. And is that not what Jesus brought? All the blessings and benefit of redemption, you will enjoy them this year. This year, you will enjoy your inheritance in Christ like never before. You will step into your inheritance. All the blessings and benefits of the finished work of Christ, everything Jesus died for, he suffered for, he was wounded for, he was buried for, he resurrected for you to enjoy. I prophesy, you are reaping supernatural harvest of them all. Take delivery of your healing. Take delivery of your prosperity. Take delivery of your deliverance. Enjoy abundant harvest of the finished work of Christ. All the blessings and benefits of redemption, they are yours in overflowing measure.
Redemption. So, Jubilee is characterized by number one, release. Number two, what? Rest. Number three, restoration. Number four, number five, profusely abounding favor, free favors. And that's what this scripture is talking about. This is the 15 that characterizes Jubilee. And guess what? This number five is the reason for all others. The reason why there is release is because of favor. God decided to show you favor. And then the reason why you enjoy what? Rest is because of favor, divine favor. The reason why you will enjoy restoration is because of favor. The reason for redemption is what? Favor. And you know, favor is a manifestation of the grace of God. The law came by Moses, grace and truth. The law was given by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus. And of his fullness have we received grace for grace. Am I communicating? And you know, the grace of God is majorly favor in manifestation. It's a year of your favor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paratakabaya. Inkoloboko shataya. The free favors of God in overflowing measures, they are coming your way.
Amen.
Then get ready for abundant harvest of supernatural revelations. Outbreak of light, insight, penetrative insight, unusual wisdom and counsel from God. Even in your sleep, you will be receiving revelations. God will open your eyes to visions and revelations of his plan, purposes and his will for your life. You will not be confused this year. Arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is giving you light. You will not walk in darkness this year. You will hear God clearly. In the name of Jesus. Get ready for harvest of overlapping blessings. Overlapping blessings. Your testimonies are coming in series. Get ready for harvest of unprecedented, amazing testimonies. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Praise reports. Answers to prayer like water.
Amen.
Listen, listen. The Lord said, I should tell you that this year, long-standing unanswered prayers unanswered prayers of 2022, of unanswered prayers of yesteryears. The things you have been trusting God for, the questions of your heart over the years that it look as if no answer yet. God said, I should tell you that this year you will receive abundant harvest of answers to prayer. You will take delivery of abundant harvest of the questions of your heart. In the name of Jesus, get ready to reap harvest of testimonies, harvest of supernatural breakthroughs, harvest of open doors. In the name of Jesus, your testimonies will come in series. Get ready for overlapping testimonies. While you are sharing one, another one will erupt. Before you finish sharing one testimony, another one will interrupt you. In the name of Jesus. And then next, get ready for harvest of divine rewards. Listen, harvest time is a time that all the effort, sacrifices, input of the farmer is being rewarded. Imagine a farmer makes all those sacrifice, plants it, and at the end there is no harvest. Is there a reward? No. So harvest time is a time of divine rewards. Rewards for all your labors and sacrifices. Rewards for all your prayers, all your seeds, all your service in the kingdom. Every input you have made, all your years of labor, God will pay you in full this year. I say God will pay you with arrears and interest. God will pay you, we will give you divine rewards. It's your year of harvest of abundant divine rewards. In the name of Jesus, God will compensate you. He will settle you fully. Those labors are not in vain. God said, I should tell you, they are not in vain. The harvest are coming this year. It's a season of divine reward. Your fasting is not for nothing. Your prayers are not for nothing. Your seeds and sacrifices are not for nothing. You are receiving answers of abundant divine rewards. Your result will shock people. Get ready for supernatural results. You will harvest supernatural results. Unprecedented results. Undeniable. Unexplainable. Supernatural results. Amazing testimonies of God's goodness and praise report. And then lastly, is there any English like lastly? The last one I'll give you. Harvest of an army of divine destiny helpers that God have sent and assigned to help you and assist you in your journey of destiny. Look up. God's method are men. You need people to fulfill your destiny. There are some people divinely ordained by God to help you, to assist you as you run the destiny race. We call them divine destiny helpers. Am I communicating? Some will help you with their connection, their influence, give you opportunity. Some will help you with their resources, their wealth, their treasures, their money. Some will help you with their skills, their ability, their talent. Some will help you with their prayers. They will bear burden with you. Am I communicating? Get ready for a harvest. You will receive a harvest of destiny helpers. See, I see destiny helpers in their numbers that God have sent and assigned to help you. They are running to you this year. Congregating to you. They are coming your way. Some of them are kings and nobles. They are coming your way. By favor, they will locate you. God is making your path to cross. My prayer for you is that you should be sensitive and discerning enough to recognize them. Yes, some people have been sent to help you. Don't be rude to them. Am I communicating? Don't be foolish. Be discerning. They will come. You will see them. They will help you to get that job. They will help you to get that money you need. They will assist you financially. They will help you get that land. They will help you get that visa. They will help you get that contract. Agalabaka sofrakata. They will connect you to people that matters. Because some of them are connectors. Paliko boko saladaya. Shele boko saya. And then as we round up, what are the keys to reap your supernatural harvest? I'll be fast on this. What are the keys to reap your supernatural harvest? If you were sleeping, wake up. Even though I know nobody is sleeping. Number one key. You want to reap your supernatural harvest. Number one key. Are you writing? Let me put it this way. Be committed to kingdom business. Be committed to kingdom business like never before. Then put -. Make the advancement of God's kingdom your number one passion, comma, priority and pursuit in 2023. Make the advancement of God's kingdom your number one passion, priority and pursuit in 2023. Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things, including supernatural harvest, shall be what? Added to you. Get serious with kingdom business. Engage actively and seriously in kingdom promotion and enlargement endeavors. Engage actively and seriously in kingdom promotion and advancement endeavors through, number one, prayers and intercession for the salvation of souls, for the saints' spiritual growth and maturity of the body of Christ. Pray for the spread of the gospel. Pray for ministers of the gospel. Am I communicating? Prayers and intercession. Number two way is engage in soul winning like never before. Win souls this year. Prioritize it. Number three way is your financial partnership, your giving towards the gospel, your giving towards kingdom advancement. Partner with the gospel this year. Be a giver. Put in your money into soul winning. Put in your money into the work of God. Am I communicating? And be committed to discipling and following up those souls that you win. That's the first key to reaping your supernatural harvest. Be committed to kingdom business. See, look up. When you are serious about what God is serious about, God handles your welfare. Every of your other needs, he handles them. He handles your welfare. Am I communicating? He said, he that reaped souls into the kingdom received wages. God will pay you salary. And God pays better than federal government. God pays better than oil companies. Kingdom workers are better paid than oil workers. Actually, we too were oil workers. But it's not physical oil. Am I communicating? He that reapeth receiveth wages. If you want to enjoy all the benefits of soul winning, engage in soul winning. Give me this in NLT. Now, Matthew 6:33 NLT. Hallelujah. While you are checking it out, let me give you the second key to reaping your harvest. Capture a clear vision of your desired harvest. Capture what? A clear vision of your desired harvest. Okay, Matthew 6:33 NLT says, seek the kingdom of God above all else. Can you see that? Academics is good, but seek the kingdom above your academics. Your career is good, but prioritize the kingdom above it. Business and finance is good, but prioritize the kingdom above them all. Am I communicating? If I let the reason for your pursuit of other things be because of the kingdom. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously. It will give you everything you need. Hey, does that include academic success? Does that include financial success? Does that include success in your business? Does that include husband, wife that you are looking for? Cars, houses, landed property, favor, name it. It says, when you seek the kingdom above everything else, God will give you everything you need. My God, supply all your need according to his riches in glory. So, number two key, capture a clear vision of your desired harvest. Look up. Before a farmer sows seed and begins to invest in all the farming activities, he already has a vision of the desired harvest. Am I lying? In fact, that is even what is motivating him to do all those things. If there will be no harvest, what's the use of him wasting his time in the farming business? Am I communicating? So begin with the end in mind. Question. What kind of harvest do you desire to see this year in your finances, in your academics, in your career? What kind of harvest in your business, your family, your marriage, your relationship, your job? Am I communicating? Capture a clear vision. Give me Jeremiah 1:11. A clear and a compelling vision of your desired harvest. Enlarge your heart this year. Enlarge your mind. Elevate your thinking. Stop thinking small. The Lord of the harvest is your partner. Make your plans big. B-I-G. Am I communicating? Bite more than you can chew this year. God will help you chew them. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? My question is, what kind of harvest do you see? What do you see? Vision. It's one thing for God to say something. It's another thing for you to see what he said. Vision is seeing what God said to you. For instance, God has given us a prophetic word. What is the prophetic word? Supernatural harvest for 2023. My question is, can you see it? Can you see the harvest? Can you behold it? He says, remember ye not the former things. Forget about last year. Neither consider the things of old. Behold. That word behold means see. I will do a new thing. In other words, before God will do the new thing and give you your harvest, you have to first see it. The journey to possessing your harvest begins with what? Seeing the harvest. What seest thou? What can you see? And I said, I see a rod of almond tree. Next verse, 12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. See your harvest well. Let me beg your neighbor, see your harvest well. So that you can possess it. In Genesis 13:14, Abraham lifted up his eyes after the Lord was departed from him. God said, lift up your eyes. Look northward, southward, eastward, westward, all the land which thou seest. The harvest you cannot see, you cannot seize. you cannot possess. The extent of your vision is what determines the boundary of your blessing. It's not about how much can God give, it's how much can I see. All the land which you see, I have given to you. And Abraham saw the harvest of the whole world, and God did not say no. God gave it to him. He became the heir of the world, the legal owner. Abraham, God gave him the sea of O of the universe, because that was the size of his vision. Don't think small this year. Some of you need to go and revisit your goals and plan, upgrade it, step up. Set goals this year. Clear goals of what you want to achieve. If you aim for nothing, you achieve nothing. Living in 2023 without goal setting is like playing football without goal post. How can you score? How can your success be measured? How can your progress be measured? Set goals, spiritual goals. I will be praying 1 hour, 30 minutes every day from this time to this time. Spiritual goals. I will read 1, 2, 3, 5 chapters of the Bible every day. That's goal from this time to this time. Spiritual goals. I will listen to 1 message, 2 message, 3 message every day. Spiritual goals. I will read this number of books per week. Per month, 3 books, 1 book, 2 books. Set goals. Set goals in your health. Health goals. Am I communicating? Set goals. I will do exercise. I will discipline my diet. Dieting. Am I communicating? Set goals. Spiritual goals. Are we fast? Are we engaged in our 21-day prayer and fasting that is starting on Monday, tomorrow? It's part of spiritual goals. Set goals. Set goals in your career. Set goals in your business. How many new customers do you want to have this year? What is your target sales? How much income do you want to make? Set financial goals before the end of the year. I'm targeting, for instance, this may be somebody's goal. Before the end of the year, I'm targeting 10 million naira. It's a goal. And then you break it down. How am I going to accomplish it? Set goals in your family. What do you want to achieve in your family? Set goals. Your children, your spouse, set goals. Your marriage, set marital goals. Set goals, academic goals. What kind of grade do you want to get? Before writing exam, have you captured a vision of the kind of result you want? Have you set goals? Or you are just doing anywhere benefits? Say anyone God give us. God does not work like that. Am I communicating? Be specific. See, goal setting and planning is a proof of faith. Because vision is the blueprint or forerunner of faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. And vision is a picture of hope. Vision gives you hope. Vision gives you hope. It motivates you. It propels you. Am I communicating? It gives you momentum. Men of vision are full of energy. There is no downtime. They are excited all the time. Vision is a propeller. Am I communicating? Vision, a sense of vision imposes discipline. It gives you a sense of responsibility. Proverbs 29:18, without vision, the people perish. They run wild. They go haywire. Because vision gives you direction. Vision makes you to be disciplined. Vision regulates your life. It regulates your behavior and action. You can't be living anyhow when there is a clear vision before you and there are goals you want to accomplish.
For instance, if you want to lose weight, say I want to drop 10 kg, maybe you are weighing like 92 kg now. Do you know that? By the time you set that goal and you say part of my plan is exercise, I'll be going to the gym or I'll be running every morning for 1 hour. Do you know, because of that goal of losing weight, it will motivate you to be waking up early and then you'll be doing that exercise. Even though you may not like it, but you have to discipline yourself to do it in order to what? Achieve the goal of losing weight. So vision is a motivator. Hallelujah. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Aimless living is as a result of lack of sense of vision. Blessed is he who keeps the law. When you embrace the law of vision, it regulates your life. The things you will accomplish this year, they are limited. They will be limited to your vision for the year. It is vision that creates your actual future. So be diligent in goal setting. Engage in strategic planning. Plan your life. Ask yourself questions. What are the things I want to accomplish in 2023? What are my goals? How do I want to accomplish them? That talks of strategy. With whom will I accomplish them? That talks of strategic relationship and what? Alliances. The connections you need, the people you need. With whom do I want to accomplish them? Ask yourself. Next. Where and when do I want to accomplish them? Place and timing. Ask yourself. What are the possible challenges that will come my way that will try to hinder me from accomplishing them? You factor that into the plan. Next, how do I overcome those challenges? So you are proactive in your thinking. You provide solution even before the challenges come up. Am I communicating? Then when you plan like that, the next thing, wake up and execute the plan. Take action steps. Okay? Pursuit. Pursue those plans, pursue the goals, put in the work. Don't be lazy this year. Habakkuk 2, 1. Habakkuk 2, 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. Did you notice he said, I will watch to see what he will say. Watch this. To see what? What he will say. Vision is seeing what God said to you. He's talking of vision. I want to capture the vision of what he's saying. Next verse. He says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. So you document the vision for the year. You make it plain. You simplify it. Okay? Upon tables. That he may run that read it. You don't sleep with vision. You run with it. Okay? You pursue it. You pursue it. You put in the work. Am I communicating? That he may run that readeth it. Next verse. The vision is yet for an appointed time, so you are sensitive to timings, when to do what. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Patience, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. You see. You pursue it, you persevere, you apply the principles of patience, consistency, perseverance. People may mock you, but keep at it. Am I communicating? Then the next key to reaping your harvest is the partnership of faith. Habakkuk 2:4, it says, the soul that is lifted is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. His soul which is lifted is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. You need faith to fulfill the vision. You need faith. Even this supernatural harvest will not come to pass in your life without the partnership of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Without faith, you can't receive from God. Faith is a crucible with which we receive from God. Am I communicating? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtain a good report. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Give me that Hebrews 11 verse 1 in Amplified. Look up. For there to be a divine manifestation, there must be human partnership and participation. The manifestation of every divine result requires the cooperation and collaboration of man. There must be human cooperation and collaboration. And that is where faith comes in. Am I communicating? And faith is of the heart. With the heart, man believeth unto. You are fully persuaded, completely convinced that the word of God is true. And then faith is proved and released by your words and your deeds. We call it corresponding action of faith. Okay? These are the things you do when there is faith in your heart. The faith in your heart will move you to say something. It will move you to act. Am I communicating? By faith, Noah was moved to prepare an ark. You see that the faith in his heart moved him to action. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and speak. If there is faith in your heart, it will come out in your words. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It will move you to action. There are things you will do when you are in faith. When you do nothing, it shows that you are not in faith. Actions are a proof of your faith. Corresponding actions validate your faith. Or else, James said, your faith is dead. Faith without works is dead. Am I communicating? Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we do not see, the conviction of their reality. You see? The conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not yet revealed to the physical senses. Can you shout amen? Luke 1 verse 45. Blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performance. If you want to see a performance of the prophetic word, supernatural harvest, then what? Mix it with faith. Partner with God in faith. Am I communicating? See, it is faith that will convert this vision and prophetic word into what? Reality. Faith is a converter. Faith is a principal fulfiller of prophecy. Prophecies don't fulfill themselves. It takes a partnership of faith in order to realize them, to actualize them. Am I communicating? Blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performance or manifestation or fulfillment of, watch this, those things which were told her from the Lord. Those things which were told her what? From the Lord. If she does not believe them, they cannot come to pass in her life. It's as simple as that. Your unbelief will short-circuit the workings of God's power in your life. Unbelief can block prophecy and promises of God from coming to pass. Do you believe that this is your year of supernatural harvest? 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophet, and so shall ye prosper. So you must believe the one sent. The prophet God have sent your way with the prophetic word. You must also believe in God. Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible. Your possibilities are at the instance of your faith. It is unto you. Your supernatural harvest is unto you according to your faith. Matthew 9:29. He says, it is unto you according to your faith. I say your supernatural harvest this year is unto you according to your faith. Look at it there. According to your faith, be it unto you. So don't complain that the portion of your harvest is small. It is unto you according to your... Give me 1 Corinthians 9:10. 1 Corinthians 9:10. Kelabakasala brakataya. See, you need to understand that it takes faith to sow your seed and plant your seed. It also takes faith to reap. Sowing is not automatic. Reaping too is not automatic. Both of them require faith. Without faith, the farmer will not plant seed on that ground. If he does not believe that it's going to grow, germinate, and give him an harvest, will he plant? No. It takes faith to sow. It takes faith to reap. Your harvest. Is it? Or said he all together for our sake, no doubt. This is written that he that ploweth should plow in hope. You see that? That he that treasured in hope, which hope? That he should partake of his hope. Now give me this in Amplified. I like the way Amplified put it. It brings it out clearly. Or does he speak certainly and entirely for our sake? Assuredly it is written for our sake. Because the plowman ought to plow in hope, and the thresher ought to thresh in expectation of partaking of the harvest. The harvest you don't expect to partake of, you will not partake of. The harvest you are not expecting will not come your way. Period. Acts 3 verse 5. Don't be distracted, just listen. The lame man at the gate called Beautiful, when he saw Peter and John about to enter into the temple to go and pray, the Bible says he looked at them, expecting to receive from them, expecting to receive something. And then he ended up receiving his miracle. The harvest you are not expecting to receive this year, it will elude you. Let your faith come alive. And the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing how? By the word of God. So feed on the word. Go for the word. Don't miss teaching meetings. Feed your faith on the word. Listen to messages. If you've not joined our Telegram channel, please do. We have more than over 200 messages there. Feed your faith. Build your faith. Am I communicating? So that you will reap your harvest. Then the next key is wisdom, divine wisdom. You need wisdom to reap. Activate and function with the wisdom of God in order to usher in your harvest. To deal wisely in the affairs of life, you need wisdom. Wisdom, Proverbs 4:7, is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. One manifestation of wisdom is understanding. The spirit of wisdom is the spirit of revelation. It gives you insight into mysteries and secrets. Am I communicating? You know, in the parable of the sower, he said, the seed that fell by the wayside are they that heard the word but did not understand. And then Satan cometh immediately and stole it. Now, that kind of category of people, will they get any harvest? Can there be any harvest? No. Why? No understanding. You now see why the Bible says Jesus breathed on the disciple after he resurrected. And he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Which dimension of the Holy Ghost? The spirit of wisdom and understanding. He opened their understanding that they might understand the scripture. The word you don't understand cannot produce harvest in your life. Am I communicating? Wisdom. Wisdom for success in soul winning. Even soul winning requires wisdom. To harvest souls into the kingdom, you need wisdom for soul winning.
the spirit of wisdom, which is the Holy Spirit, will give you divine ideas, creative ideas, innovative ideas that will bring in your harvest, whether it is harvest of souls or financial harvest or harvest in your business, in your academic, all dimension of harvest require wisdom. Am I communicating? The Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom, can give you money-making ideas. Ideas on how to do your business better. On how to increase your finances. On how to run your family better. For a successful wisdom for successful marriage. Wisdom for marital success. For family success. Wisdom for soul winning. Wisdom for financial breakthrough. Financial success, wisdom for academic success. The Holy Ghost can give you wisdom. Say, the way you are reading like this, that's why you are not assimilating well. Start reading this way. Some of you come back from school when you are very tired. That is why you carry book you want to read. Nothing is entering. You don't get wisdom. The Holy Ghost will say, rest first, rest, sleep. And later you wake up when the brain can assimilate very well. Am I communicating? Success and greatness in any field is a function of wisdom. I prophesy a fresh baptism with the spirit of wisdom. The kind of wisdom that will usher in your mighty harvest. Look up. Solomon became the wisest and richest man in his generation by what? The operation of divine wisdom. Look at the harvest of wealth. The Bible talked about the weight of gold that came to Solomon. All the kings of the earth were coming to seek him with their silver and gold. He was just harvesting wealth. Why? Somebody say wisdom. God appeared to him. He said, Solomon, what do you want? He said, give me wisdom. Because he knows that with wisdom will come everything else. Am I communicating? His father had taught him, David, that wisdom is the principal thing. So, it was easy for him to ask for wisdom. Glory to God. You will deal wisely this year. Proverbs 24 verse 3. Through wisdom is a house built. By understanding it is established. And by 24:3. Through wisdom you will build your life in 2023. By understanding, your life will be established in 2023. And then by knowledge, all the chambers shall be filled with precious and pleasant riches. Can you shout amen? Next key to reaping your harvest is diligence. Diligence. Somebody say diligence. I beg you in the name of Jesus, don't be lazy this year. Don't be lazy this year. Diligence. Walk. Walk smart. Walk smart this year. Don't be slothful. Be ye not slothful. Be followers of them who through faith and patience inherited the promise. You want to inherit your promise of supernatural harvest, prophecy. You want to see it come to pass. You must walk it out. Am I communicating? Put in the work. Look up. Harvest time is plenty of work time. Who will agree with me? If you have done farming business before, let me see your hand. Or you are doing farming business, or you did before. Me, I did. Let me ask you a question. Is harvest time busy or not? And we say 2023 is harvest time. So get ready to work. The harvest will not suddenly, automatically disappear from the field, the farmland, into your storehouse at home. You have to what? Go reap the harvest and carry it and transport it. So it's a time to work. Give me Proverbs 10 verse 5. Proverbs 10 verse 5. It says, very powerful scripture there. Are we there? He said, he that gathereth in summer, is talking of harvest, is a wise son.
Okay, so this is called the wisdom of work. Work is a manifestation of wisdom. Am I communicating? It is foolishness to be lazy. Foolishness is a laziness is a manifestation of foolishness. Diligence is a manifestation of wisdom. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Harvest time is not sleeping time. It's not time to be idle. It's not time to be chilling, doing nothing. No, it's time to work. Tell your neighbor, work. Work smart. Smart work is a combination of number one, right work. Number two, hard work. Number three, creative work. Work smart. Proverbs 6 verse 6. Look at this. It says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, lazy man. Consider our ways. Go and learn from ant. So wisdom is not a function of size. Look at the wisdom of an ant there. You are an ant. Which one is bigger? Yes, Solomon, a wise man, said, go and learn wisdom from ant. Look at the size of your brain. Look at the size of the brain of an ant. And yet, he said, he get wisdom when he come to work. That some human beings no get. Look at it. So you may have big head and no wisdom. He says, consider ways and be wise. Next verse. He says, which having no guide, no overseer, no ruler, nobody is supervising the ant. Next verse. Some of you, even with supervision, you don't want to work. He said, he provided our meat in the summer and gathered our food in the harvest. The ant does not sleep during harvest. It works. Diligence. Put your hand on your head. I will not be lazy this year. I will be diligent in prayer. Diligent in fasting. Diligent in studying the word. Diligent in practicing the word. Diligent in soul winning. I'll be diligent in my business. I'll be diligent in my academics. I will put in the work. Don't be lazy. Praise God. 2 Timothy 2 verse 6. It says, the husbandman that laboreth must be the what? Can you see? The husbandman, the farmer, that laboreth diligence, work, must be first partaker of the fruit. The fruit there is talking of harvest. So if you must partake of harvest, you must what? Labor. Tell your neighbor, labor. No food for lazy man. No harvest in 2023 for lazy man. No harvest. Every preacher to your neighbor, no harvest for lazy man this year. So put in the work. Next key. Are you enjoying this teaching? Don't worry, I'm rounding up. Next key. Giving. In bracket. Sowing. Seed sowing. Giving. Genesis 8:22. You want to reap supernatural harvest, you must sow your seed. You must sow your seed. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and there is no harvest without seed. Period. No harvest without seed. When I was young, I used to be angry with my father. That after we have harvested maize, my father will look for the best ones, those ones with big, big seed. He will prevent us from eating it, and I will be angry. See this one where it goes sweet. See the way the seed big. My father will keep it as seed. He calls it iri, iri. Say it's for planting next season. Because if we eat everything, we will starve during the next harvest season. For every fruit, there is the bread part, there is a seed part. God gives seed to the sower, and then he gives bread. He gives seed before bread, because you eat bread, but you sow seed. And without seed, there can be no increase, no harvest. Am I coming? If you eat everything, you will starve during the next farming season. Am I communicating? So you eat your bread, you plant your seed. For everything God blesses you, any money that comes your way, etc., know that there is bread part, there is seed part. The bread is the one you spend, you eat. The seed is the one you sow. If you eat everything, you are a fool. You will suffer lack. You remember the story of the prodigal son? He collected his share and went and squandered it in a far country. After he traveled there, in Japan, went abroad, finished carrying prostitutes, lodged them in an expensive hotel. The Bible says he spent everything. He didn't sow any seed. He didn't give to God, no tithe, no first fruit, no giving to kingdom work, no giving to the poor. He didn't help anybody. He spent all. He finished them. And then the Bible says, after he finished everything, there was a great famine that arose. Satan waited for him to finish before bringing the famine. And watch this. The Bible says, when the famine came, he was now in lack. He was looking, nobody gave him anything. No man gave to him. You know why? Because when he had abundance, he didn't give to anybody. So he didn't sow any seed then. So God can only multiply your seed sown. If you sow nothing, you reap. Whatever a man sow, that shall he. The kind of harvest you desire determines the kind of seed you plant. If you want harvest of yam, what do you sow? Maize. You sow what? Yam. If you want harvest of healing, which kind of seed will you sow? Eh? Eh? Am I communicating? If you want harvest of healing, you can sow seed of prayer. You can sow seed of the word of God, faith. You declare the word, you partner in faith. You can sow even financial seed. And then you connect with the healing power and all of that. But if you want financial harvest, which kind of seed will you sow? Eh? Talk to me. If you want financial harvest, what kind of seed will you sow? But do you know what most Nigerians and Africa sow? Prayer. Prayer is a key, prayer is a key, prayer is a master key. It's true, prayer is the key, but when it comes to money, you must sow financial and material seed. If you see, throughout the Bible, every material and financial harvest or blessing is always provoked by a financial material seed. Look at it. When Jesus needed to feed the multitude, why didn't he just pray? Did you notice? Jesus understand the principle. Now, when he wanted to heal the sick, did he look for any financial or material point of contact? No. He releases the anointing, blind eyes will open. But when he came to meeting provisional miracle, material blessing like that, he needed to feed multitude. Did you notice Jesus did not just pray? He collected that young 12-year-old boy, brought his 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes, his lunch. He sowed it as the seed. And then Jesus released the blessing on it. He needed a material contact. It's the same principle. If you are trusting God for money, don't just pray. If you just pray and fast for the money, your money will be waiting in the realm of the spirit. It will not show in this realm. But when you sow a financial seed as a point of contact, then God multiplies it. God multiplies your seed sown, not just your financial needs expressed in prayer. God multiplies your seed sown. When the widow woman was about to die, she had to sow what is left to the prophet, and then he released the blessing on it. When that Shunammite woman, that her creditors were coming to carry her 2 sons,
She cried to the prophet, why didn't Elijah just pray, it is well, go, you are blessed? No, he said, what do you have in your house? She said, little oil. That was a material contact. And then he released a blessing on it. Don't be foolish. If you want harvest of cassava, don't go and plant maize. Praise God. If you sow smile, you will reap smile. If it's a lie, just look at your neighbor and smile. What did you get? Did you get money back? Praise God. There are different kinds of seed depending on the kind of harvest you desire. So you sow according to what you want to. He that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6. He that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. So you need to sow good quality seed, and you need to sow that seed into a good ground. Okay? Good quality soil, not just every kind of ground. Okay? Look at Genesis 26 verse 12. During famine, Genesis 26 verse 12, before, look at what Isaac did. Then Isaac sowed. Did you notice? During famine. Let me ask you a question. During famine, what is the natural thing human beings do? Eh? What do they do during famine? No rain, no. What do they do? Everybody lives. In fact, people become greedy. Nobody wants to give. Am I lying? Because the fear of lack is one of the major reasons people don't give during famine. The fear of lack. If I give you now, it go finish. If I give you now, it go reduce. But they don't know that in kingdom economics, there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. It is when you are in lack, that is when you should give the more. Because that is the only way to come out. Are you seeing the God's principle? It's funny. The people of the world say, when it is not enough, you hoard. Right? You hold, you don't give out. You have to say, you have to be wise. You have to be smart. Use your brain. But look at what Isaac did during famine. He sowed. Very unusual in that land. And he received in the same year what? 100-fold harvest. And the Lord blessed it. Now, if he had not sown, will he receive this harvest? Let me advise you. Increase your giving this year. Look, if you want a bigger harvest this year than last year, then sow more seed this year. Thank God we're in January. Start sowing seed, the kind of seed you want to see the harvest. Stop giving God Okada man change. Stop giving God Keke Napep man change. Some of you, your offering was 15 naira last year. This year, in fact, it has reduced to 20 naira. Look at you. I say, my year of supernatural. My year of supernatural. Okay, continue. You are not wise. Increase your giving. Increase your tithe. Increase your offering. Increase every form of giving. Plan your giving just like you plan your saving, just like you plan every other expenditure. You plan house rent, you plan children's school fees, you plan money for food. Plan your offering, plan your tithe, plan your giving. Are you listening? I'm trying to help you this year so that you will what? Enjoy your supernatural harvest so that it will not do you like Boju Boju. You now say, man of God lied. Hallelujah. Rise to your feet. I'll stop here. We'll continue next week. Have you learned something? Don't be in a hurry. We'll soon be done. Don't be in a hurry to leave. Kelabaka sabrakataya. Shabala kosovraka pakataka brakataya. Eko frapalanasa. Ikola fraka palatea. Kele koshaka brakataskata leke fraka pakata. Can you go ahead and pray in the spirit? Bless the name of the Lord. Go ahead and bless him. Go ahead and bless him. Go ahead and bless him. Mashopo letesi frahatia.
Thank him for the prophetic word. Thank him, bless his name for the various dimensions of harvest coming our way this year. Go ahead, bless him, worship him, praise him, thank him, Manta Kedo Frokotos, for the harvest of souls. Thank him for the mega financial harvest. Thank him for the harvest in all dimensions, all ramifications, harvest of miracles, signs, wonders, explosions of the supernatural this year. Maliko Sovregedia Lakroskata. Oh yes, thank him for the keys to reaping the harvest. Thank him for grace to be committed to kingdom business. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank him. Oh yes, for grace to capture a vision from the Lord. Visions, revelation concerning the desired harvest this year. Go ahead, bless him. Grace for diligence. Grace for diligence. Grace to put in the work. I refuse to be lazy. Say no to idleness. No. Grace to set goals, to engage in strategic planning and execution. Yes, go ahead, bless him. Grace, the giving grace, grace to sow your seed. La pateke barakataya, mande braketaya, eleboko shele brakataya, akaprandeke brakataya. In the name of Jesus. Give me 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6. Apostle Paul writing to the church at Corinth. He says, I sowed the seed, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Can you see the partnership there between God and man? That increase there is talking of the harvest. Am I communicating the growth, the harvest? He said, I planted, Apollos watered. So there must be a planting of seed, then there must be a system of watering it. Through prayer you water the seed. Through your faith declaration, confession, prophetic release, you water the seed. Through your praise, your worship, your words of thanksgiving, you are watering the seed. And then he said the grace of God will now be released to bring about the harvest. I want you to lift up your voice. He said, it's not by human might, it's not by human power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Can you lift up your voice and say, Father, I receive supernatural grace, unusual grace. Oh yes, unusual grace for supernatural harvest. Grace to reap supernatural harvest. Grace to reap supernatural harvest. Go ahead, man, back ever rakata. Ela pregeto ko pregeto keba. Malako pregeto keba rakata. In the name of Jesus, all eyes closed, all heads bow. If you are in this place and you want to make your ways right with God, this is a new year. This is the first service for the year. You want to begin year 2023 with God. You want to say no to old habits, whole lifestyle, sinful life. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want a brand new beginning with him. You don't want to miss out of this prophetic word, supernatural harvest, and all that God has in store for you. I want you to lift up your right hand up under the sound of my voice. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand. Come and surrender to Jesus. If you are lifting up your right hand, can you come forward? Anybody like that, come to Jesus. I'm waiting for you in front. And in case you are following online, I want you to lift up your right hand and I want you to say this prayer after me. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. Come and begin the year with Jesus. Begin the year with Jesus. Now, I want you to say this prayer after me. Believe it, mean it with the whole of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you died for my sin. And on the third day, you were raised back to life.
I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I'm born again. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Can you celebrate Jesus for him?
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong King or to partner with us, please visit www.agmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.